really not good for anything except growing hay, grass, that sort of thing. Just a
bastard. Meadow, yeah. I guess.
Do people where you're from use that very much?
No. What would they call? See, there's not much just grassland around. If it's not used for farming, it's usually got timber on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about a piece of land that's not good for much anything because you got water on it all the time? We have trees growing there.
Swamp. Sinkhole.
The same as swamp?
Well, a sinkhole is really agricultural land that's covered over by water when it rains a lot. Mm-hmm. Usually places near creeks or lakes or rivers. And we used to have a sinkhole over it. It was the most fertile land on the farm, mm-hmm. but you had to be really careful or you'd drown your crop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about any term for some place along the ocean that's covered at high tide, maybe grass grows there?
Marsh.
Okay. Could you have marshes inland?
Well, you might call a marsh that low-lying land around a lake or something. I suppose you could.
Do you have any different names for different types of soil, you know, depending on whether it's good or pretty crummy?
Yeah, now you got what we got around here is clay, which is not very good for growing much of anything. You can grow stuff on it, but you have to use a lot of good fertilizer. And then rich soil, or black soil, which is good soil. Let's see. We just mostly call the good soil rich soil, or loam. In Tennessee you don't have much sandy soil, but you've got some around here and further south. And then further south you've got what they call muckland, which is that after it rains you can go out there and mire up to your knees. Real sticky soil. Don't have that much around, you don't have that much in Tennessee. Because it just doesn't rain that much.
Okay. Say if you had a piece of land with some water on it, you wanted to get it off, you'd say that the people were doing what to get it off?
Draining the land.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that they dug to take the water off?
Ditches.
Okay. What about any particular name for a little bit of water that flows in and out with the tide if you're along the ocean?
Well now, if it's along the ocean, I'd call it an inlet.
Well, what about, say, freshwater?
Well, freshwater would be a creek.
Okay. Is there anything smaller than that?
Yeah, now, you've got a brook, and then a branch, and then a creek, in more or less that order.
Brook, branch, creek, from smallest to largest?
Yeah.
Okay, brook's as small as it gets.
Yeah, a brook is, small. Or a rivulet is smaller than a brook. And that may just be something caused by a little excessive rain.
Yeah. Okay. Think larger than a creek?
A river.
I thought you were going to say big creek.
A big yeah, Rock Creek and Sail Creek.
Yeah.
And
okay. What about a place that you might come across out in the woods that's been gradually eaten out by water flowing along?
A wash or a ravine. A ravine would be a big eroded place.
What about a place that's been eaten out by real heavy rainfall?
A wash. Call it a wash.
Would you ever call anything a gully?
Yeah, a gully, sure. Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing for me.
Ravine and a gully to be the same.
Ravine, gully, and wash.
Okay. Do you recall any names for creeks or rivers around Chattanooga?
Oh yeah, there's the Chattanooga Creek and Tennessee River and Chickamauga Lake, Chickamauga Creek, and there's Chickamauga Lake's a huge lake. Then there's Wolf Tever Creek.
What?
Wolf Tever.
Wolf Tever.
Uh-huh.
How you spell that?
Yeah, WOLFTEVER.
Saves some time.